We now recognize that we are guided by God, and one of those ways that we're guided by God is when we turn to the Lord in prayer. Join us for this time of prayer today. Lord, as you have called us as your own, gathered us together, and enlightened us by your Spirit through your word, we bring to you our prayer and praise. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. We pray for all people of the world, that the Epiphany light that shines the radiance of your Son, our Savior Jesus, shine in the hearts and minds of all people, for those who are wayward and lost, and for those who have rejected your call to repentance and faith. We pray you use in our words and witness to point to you, that many more would faithfully follow. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of comfort and peace, be present with those who face various needs in mind, soul, and body. Lord, today we especially uplift Steve Rapetti recovering from surgery. Also, Lord, we give you the thanks for the recovery that Carla has seen post-surgery. We also pray that you'd be with Jerry and his recovery and time forward with his health. Lord, we also uplift those who are now mourning the death of Terry Davis that happened this last week. Also the family of Don Levine that are still mourning his death. For Sheldon Holt, especially for those suffering from COVID in our community. For Addie as she transitioned home and also as she awaits that surgery date. We pray for your hands to hold her up until that date comes. For Kathy and Craig, Dottie, Kathy, the Motlock family, for Steve, Ruth, also for Janine, Bob, Melody and Brad, Jonathan, Chris and her family, Barry and Betty, Tom and Donna, Joe and Caroline, Holly, Chuck, Dylan, Haley, and Kai. Lord, we also recognize the wonderful gift of life that you have now given to Dan and Kathy Stedman with the gift of a newborn son, Denver Lee Stedman. Bless their time together, that sweet time as a family in the days ahead. Lord, grant each healing according to your will. Be with those who grieve that the assured promise of Christ's victory over death and the grave brings hope in times of hopelessness. For those who live in doubt, fear, and distress, extend your call of grace through your word and those who proclaim it. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we praise your name, for you gave Jesus Christ, whose love for us compelled him to go to the cross, that we by faith are saved. Unite us in him and in our fellowship together, that in repentance we faithfully receive the gifts of life and grace he gives to us. Help us to draw strength, love, compassion, and mercy through you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving Lord, help us to act in gentleness toward the forgotten in society, the invisible poor, the forgotten in prison, those about to be born, those nearing their end of days. Open our eyes to opportunities to serve their needs in your name. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
These and any other things you would have us ask of you, Heavenly Father, grant to us for the sake of your Son, Jesus, our Lord.
Amen.